Good morning. It is good to see you this morning for this service of Holy Eucharist for all saints. And a warm welcome to those of you who are joining us online today. It's good to be with you. Before we begin our service, just two announcements this morning. The junior and senior youth group will be meeting on Friday evening to watch the movie Coco together. All families are invited to participate, and you're encouraged to have your popcorn and your favorite movie and snacks ready for a prompt 7 p.m. start. If interested, please email Elaine this week for your link. And I know we're getting excited about that. We were on our Life Shared program last night, and we're already getting a lot of reminders that families, young families, would be together with us for Friday evening. So that, looking forward to that. Anne.
Good morning. I'm just telling you that there's going to be a bit of a change in how we do attendance for our services. I'm suggesting that after service this morning, if you plan to attend every Wednesday morning, if you would please let me know, and then I'll just automatically mark you in on the list. And I don't think that there will be any problems with attendance that way. So I thank you, and I'll see you out back later.
Thanks very much, Anne. Let us now take a moment of silence to prepare our hearts for worship today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Almighty God, whose people are knit together in one holy church, the mystical body of your Son, grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you've prepared for those who love you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for our first reading.
After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm this morning is Psalm 34, verses 1 to 10 and 22. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in the Lord, let the humble hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord, let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered in me and delivered me out of all my terror. Look upon him and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my troubles. The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him, and he will deliver them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. Fear the Lord, you that are his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good. The Lord ransoms the life of his servants, and none will be punished who trust in him. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please stand? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be with me. Be with me. The Star Wars fans among us will remember these as the first words whispered by Rey in the movie The Rise of Skywalker as she meditates and tries to commune with her fellow Jedi who have gone before her. Rey is achingly aware that she cannot face the upcoming conflict alone. She needs the strength and counsel of her predecessors, that great cloud of witnesses who are with her in spirit. More than that, she needs the support and the encouragement of her friends. She tries to deny it at first, to spare them from the difficult journey ahead, but they'll have none of that. They are with her until the end. Along the way, Rey is reminded more than once that the enemy is always lurking, trying to convince her that she's alone, seeking to cut her off from all of her support and her hope. It's not unlike the spiritual attacks that we as Christians often face, tempted by the enemy to feel isolated, cut off, driving us toward despair. But Rey's struggle illustrates what I believe is a core biblical truth. We are all wired for community. We need each other. We need to feel we belong. This is especially so for followers of Jesus as members of the body of faith. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, one of the principal feasts in the life of the church. All Saints is a day when we recall the enduring beauty of the faithful, both living and departed, and when we profess that somehow we are mysteriously bound together with them across time and space and context by the virtue of our common heritage. All Saints, like any good mystery, is generative. Images abound in an attempt to describe the theological richness of this celebration. There are so many examples. For some, ruminating on All Saints is like reflecting upon a family filled with colorful personalities, each living into their respective lives and callings, and yet bound by shared histories, customs, and relationships. For others, All Saints is like a patchwork quilt, fashioned from unique swatches of carefully stitched together over time, yielding an exquisitely singular source of warmth and comfort and home. For still others, All Saints is like a team comprised of participants from diverse backgrounds who play their roles in coming together for a common purpose. None of these images is exhaustive. Over time and season, each bears fruit to be savored and appreciated. Each offers us a different angle to the mystery. Each ushers us more deeply into the reality of being knit together. With the whole company of the faithful, even those who worship God on another shore and in a greater light. All Saints' Day is saturated with meaning, in no small part because it is a day saturated with stories, begging to be dusted off, read and reread. These stories are chock full of curious and complex characters who've been blinded or startled or warmed or provoked by God's grace, each noteworthy in their own regard. And yet, for all their diversity, these stories are sheltered under the same roof, protected by the same walls, confirmed and strengthened by the same divine love. Over the centuries, the church has identified the lives of the saints as tangible expressions of the Beatitudes, of bodies who are poor in spirit, who mourn, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who pursue peace. And so it is fitting that our gospel text on this All Saints' Day is from the first portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the famous Beatitudes. Though Jesus uttered these words so many years ago, they still demand our attention and our prayers, to be digested steadily and slowly as we seek the ways that God would have us go. But if you chew long enough, as with anything, you're bound to find some less than appetizing parts, some bits that are tough to swallow. One of the challenges in sitting with this list of the Beatitudes that Kathy read to us this morning, and there are many, is that they can quickly embarrass us in our attempt to think that we are leading good and holy lives. For those of us who are not sufficiently poor or persecuted or actively brokering peace, Jesus' teachings can leave us feeling stuck between the rock of apathy and a hard place of shame. We sense a feeling of apathy at our obvious inability to be faith-filled, or shameful that we don't seem to be good at embodying all that this sermon invites us to be. Both of these responses can leave us feeling resentment toward the Beatitudes themselves, even resentment toward those who have successfully lived them out in their own lives, and we become frustrated. The church gets this. Throughout history, numerous theologians, pastors, spiritual writers have bumped up against the Beatitudes and continue to do so. Martin Luther, for instance, named the Beatitudes as a measuring stick of sin, revealing just how far each of us has fallen short of God's glory, and how Jesus beautifully attains what we cannot. But just like the baptismal questions that will be addressed to both Gabriel and Javian's parents and godparents during Sunday's liturgy of holy baptism, God knows that we are not able to do any of this without his help, and without the help of those who have gone before us. Jesus wants us to flourish, to use these signposts that he's given us as a way to bring about happiness in our lives, guiding us as we go about our days. Here are the things that will make you happy, Jesus says. Take them in. Let them instill hope and enliven and direct your steps as they have done for countless before you. Trust that the Holy Spirit will guide you on the way. This is precisely what we see over and over again in the lives of the saints. It simply another way of saying that what is so extraordinary about the saints is the ways in which their ordinary lives unfolded, page by grace-filled page. The saints are those for whom God's love has seeped into the very cracks and the crevices of the human condition to encourage new ways of seeing themselves and the world and God. Telling the saints' stories are ways not to belittle our own piety or moral judgments, but to repeatedly remind ourselves of how God has worked with and will continue to work with generation after generation in the church, and to transform and make us a better people. It's a deep and beautiful mystery that this day we count ourselves members of this great family of faith. In our Star Wars story, Rey may be a Palpatine by birth, but she's been grafted into the Skywalker family. She has a new identity and a new nature. Even in the same way, the fallen human beings who share Adam's lineage are adopted by God into his family through faith in Jesus Christ. We receive a new nature and a new identity as his beloved sons and daughters. It is a deep and beautiful mystery that we are now invited to locate our stories among those of martyrs and confessors from millennia past, and to declare boldly the same thread of love running through them all. It is my prayer that we will receive this as a gift today. May we be given grace to roll over the stories and the glories of the saints, seeing them as honest examples of God at work in our midst, and encouragement for the tough task of living on this side of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
I now invite you to stand as we confess the faith of our baptism, saying the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We now pray for the church and for the world.
United in the company of all the faithful and looking for the coming of the kingdom, let us offer our prayers to God, the source of all life and holiness, by saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, strengthen all Christian people by your Holy Spirit, that we may live as a royal priesthood and a holy nation to the praise of Jesus Christ our Savior. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless the leaders and all the ministries of your church, that by faithful proclamation of your word, we may be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets into a holy temple in the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Church of the Province of West Africa and the President, faculty, students, and staff of Lutheran Theological Seminary, Saskatoon. In our diocese, Tecumseh Deanery. In our deanery, we pray for the Holy Trinity Guildwood and the Reverend Stephen Kirkgaard. In our outreach ministries, we pray for the Primates World Relief and Development Fund. In the Scarborough Ministerial Association, we pray for our church, St. Timothy's Anglican Church Aging Court, the Reverend Andrea Christensen, the Reverend Dr. Kathy Bulligan, and Pastor Elaine Vanderwerf. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the children and youth in our church. Keep them pure in heart and spirit, and develop in them a desire to be clean before you and learn of you, so that they too may grow in grace and in knowledge of our Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In our parish prayer cycle, we pray for Mabel, Susan and Jan, Paul and Joyce, and Keith. Empower us by the gift of your holy and life-giving Spirit, that we may be transformed in the likeness of Christ from glory to glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the world and its people the peace that comes from above, that they may find Christ's way of freedom and life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hold in your embrace all who witness to your love in the service of the poor and needy, all who minister to the sick and dying, and all who bring light to those in darkness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who have requested special prayers. Jocelyn, Michael, Noel, Eleanor, Louise, Terry. Touch and heal all those whose lives are scarred by sin or disfigured by pain, that raised from dead to life in Christ, their sorrow may be turned to eternal joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember in your mercy all those gone before us who have been well-pleasing to you from eternity. Preserve in your faith your servant on earth. Guide us to your kingdom and grant us your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hasten the day when many will come from east and west, from north and south, and sit at your table in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We raise our voices in thanksgiving for Betty and Roger Lewis as they celebrate 25 years of marriage. May the Holy Spirit always fill their hearts with love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give you thanks for the whole company of your saints in glory, with whom in fellowship we join our prayers and praises. By your grace, may we, like them, be made perfect in your love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I invite you to stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
Holy and mighty God, we give you thanks for the triumph of Christ in the lives of all his saints. Receive all we offer you this day and help us, like them, to run our course with faith, that we may come to your eternal kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. In the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, rejoicing in their fellowship, may run with patience the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to Lord our God for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the Word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you send him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we made acceptable in him may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
You are a son of the living God. You are a daughter.
I invite you to stand as we pray. Lord of hosts, we praise your glory reflected in your saints. May we who share at this table be filled with the joy of your eternal kingdom, where Jesus is Lord, now and forever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May God, who kindled the fire of his love in the hearts of the saints, pour upon you the riches of his grace. May he give you in their fellowship, joy in their fellowship, and a share in their praises. May he strengthen you to follow them in the way of holiness and to come to the full radiance of glory. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Now go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Our closing hymn this morning is For All the Saints. And of course, I encourage you as we approach real All Saints Day on Sunday, that you continue your prayers for our baptismal families, for Javian, for Gabriel, for their parents and their godparents, as we will meet together in this place on live with Zoom on Sunday, which went very well last week, to have the families here and to be able to celebrate that wonderful new joining in God's family. For all the saints.